I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, ladies and gents, well, welcome to a very special bite-sized edition of Fantasy Football Noise. With me, as always, Steve Baker.
I love how you come to me first. Hello.
And, of course, Wayne Mitchell.
Good evening. I hate how you come to me second. Always.
Well, work harder and, you know, it might change. Get a bit better.
Like I've been gifted this.
You work hard for every week, Steve.
I've been rewarded.
The only hard work you've done is your brief Manchester City analysis you did a few weeks ago that came without conclusions.
I'll tell you what, I'll do you a deal, Mitch.
Go on.
In fact, to both of you, I will come to whoever is higher in the table first forever. How about that? Can't say fairer than that.
Just me.
Fair dues.
It's been you throughout. What's the gap? How far behind are you, Mitch?
I've no idea. Do you want me to look?
Yes, please. It's not that many, is it? Oh, it is. 70. You're quite safe for now, Steve.
Yeah, well.
Safe for now.
How's it going to be? First up for a number of game weeks to come.
We'll see. We'll see, Baker.
Actually, can I take over as host if I go above you in the table?
Sure. Down? Yeah, why not? You could edit the fucker as well.
Good luck with that, Baker.
Thanks very much.
What are your editing skills like, mate?
Untested so far.
Didn't you do a media module at the University of North London all those years ago?
How well remembered. So one of the highlights of that was I did food photography as part of that course.
Well, you are, in this case, you're basically ready to go.
And we used to have to open hot microwave jacket potatoes under the desktop to make our food look hot.
The tricks of the trade, eh?
I know.
Hopefully that will help you edit tonight's episode. We have to draw on all of that. Anyway, so we just basically, given the international break, we just really wanted to look ahead to the weekend's fixtures with all of the knowledge of what's happened in the international break at our fingertips. Have we got that, boys? I haven't really necessarily got that. But...
I haven't got that, no.
No.
I didn't watch a single minute of international football.
And it's not as though we're making this bite-sized because we can't tear ourselves away from the England game, is it?
No, correct.
For our listeners, it's Tuesday night, by the way, and we're recording this right at the time that England are playing Brazil. But looks like they've put out the B-side, I think, haven't they?
Yeah, I think there's only a B-side available, to be honest, isn't there?
Well, I guess there is, yeah.
To be honest, if I wasn't recording this podcast, I would be assembling flat-pack furniture with my wife. I wouldn't be watching the England game, so...
I didn't even know they were playing. No, I did, actually, because I checked to see if Coutinho was fit.
And he declared himself fit. Has he started?
He is. He started for Brazil tonight, I think.
Nice. Okay.
And normally, you always say to me at international break, you say, wait until after the international break to see what happens to the teams. But there's no point looking at England because there's not a single player in that team that you'd want to put in your fantasy side, I don't think, anyway, is there? So it really makes no difference.
Probably not. I didn't even see the lineup. Oh, Eriksen scored a hat-trick. How about that for your fantasy consideration?
Lovely stuff.
That's it for the Irish, surely.
Shall we have a look at latest injuries? Let's have a look.
I note that just half an hour ago, mm-hmm. or more, maybe an hour ago now, Sergio Aguero apparently fainted in the dressing room in Russia somewhere, playing against Nigeria, and has been taken to hospital.
He's been discharged from hospital.
Oh, is he?
He's back with the hotel, I read a moment ago.
Doesn't the news move fast?
So Aguero might be out.
quite impressively, he is already listed with a yellow eye on the fantasy site.
Really?
As having an illness.
And Hazard, do we know if Hazard's going to play? I think he's going to be fine.
Based on
75% chance of playing, knock. Is his injury listed on the website? I've got no further information. But I do know that Otamendi's banned.
Yes.
So I've got Otamendi in my team.
I was annoyed that he picked up that yellow card, and I'll tell you why. Because I had it in my pocket to announce that he was top of a list of players, one booking away from a ban. I was going to reveal that. Then he got booked in the last round of games, and everyone knows it now. So there you go.
Shall I just update you on my changes, Jay?
Are they already made, or are they just heavily pencilled?
No, I have made changes. I've taken changes. A flyer.
Didn't you have two free transfers?
No, I did that. I did that last week, actually, before last week. So
Before last week's games.
Before last week's games, yeah.
Oh, did you use both?
Yeah, I did. I brought in David Silva and Leroy Sané.
Mm-hmm.
The change I made tonight, I have ditched, as you have all recommended me to do so. I've ditched Higazi.
Well done.
As in transferred him out, and I brought in. Me.
You brought in yourself. You're now a fantasy league player. Which team you play for, mate? when did you get signed?
I didn't know you played.
Sorry, it's a dreadful joke. Carry on.
Really poor. me from Burnley. Don't know his first name, so let's call him Mini Me, shall we?
Have a guess.
David.
Starts with a B.
Bernard.
don't know. What's his first name?
Ben Me.
Yes. Anyway, Ben Mee, so I've brought him in. I've also dropped Foster to the bench, brought in Begovic. And I have made Morata my captain and Sané the vice. They are my changes for the week.
And that's it, is it?
That's
settled
it.
Side.
Yeah, did you bench Foster because you've captained Morata against him? Are you thinking properly?
Yes, so I looked at that fixture and thought West Brom, terrible form, playing against Chelsea likely to get the result, whereas Bournemouth are playing at home to Huddersfield, where I would expect them to possibly grind out a result.
Jay, I think we'll make a fantasy player out of him yet.
I think he's getting there, mate.
Starting. I am listening. It's slowly by osmosis. I'm taking it all in.
You might not be third ranked co-star of this podcast for much longer.
I'm not sure I've got much of a differential in my side.
You're just going to go for a safe few game weeks to maintain your position at the bottom of the table.
To consolidate my position, yeah.
You'd have to go some to slip down. The person behind you is 200 points behind you, isn't he?
Well, interestingly, so let's talk about the league. We have this week, we have got, it looks like at least
four
new joiners to the league.
Nice.
So it'd be interesting to see where they come in.
You're hoping they're all sub 446, thus rocketing you up.
Preferably, yeah.
To fifth from bottom.
I was slightly disappointed when I looked earlier and it said I was 28th. I thought, I'm sure I was 23rd before.
Mitch, sorry to digress back to your team. I'm just looking at your side. You didn't mention... I'm seeing Lascelle is still in your team.
Yes.
He's got an ankle injury. Is he on your bench or... Is he someone who you've admitted to tell us that you've got rid of?
No, he's on my bench. So my bench is now Foster, who's fit. Loftus-Cheek, fit, in first position on my bench. Mm-hmm. Lascelle, injured. What's he got? Ankle injury, 50% chance of playing. He's in second place then. Angel Rangel, groin injury, expected back 18th of November, third position on my bench.
That's a weak-looking bench.
New club captain at Swansea City, Angel Rangel.
New club
he's
captain,
replaced Leon. Yeah, he's replaced Leon Britton, who's now assistant manager.
Oh, well, what's club captain mean then? What are the responsibilities?
I think they have to do something in a corporate box before kickoff because they're not actually playing.
Oh, fair enough. It suits him then. He has barely played all season, has he?
He's perfect for that.
10 grand a week for the odd speech. That'll do me.
Nice.
The odd speech in broken English.
That's harsh.
He's
fluent.
A bit xenophobic as well, isn't it?
Pretty standard for this show. Hey, I did see the highlights of the England game. I don't know if you did. I thought Loftus-Cheek looked very good. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I must admit when Mitch mentioned that Loftus-Cheek was on the bench, I did think, your side's not great, mate. and they are at home to Everton. Might be time to bring in the Loftus-Cheek.
You think I should bring him in, do you?
Take James Macey's advice. Yeah.
What's your midfield look like, Mitch? Your starting midfield? You've got Silva, Chupamoting, Sané and Doucouré, is that correct?
Correct. Who am I going to lose to bring in Loftus-Cheek? So I could... I'm not going to lose Lukaku, Morata or Kane up front, am I, to make it a five-man midfield? So what, Choupo-Moting maybe? Away at Brighton?
What, Doucouré at home to West Ham would be the only option, I would say. But even then, Doucouré is a super fantasy player this season. So
he's been
And you'd expect him to be doing well at home against West Ham, wouldn't you? I'm quite happy with my side.
I think you might have done the right thing, mate.
He's actually only got a total of 16 points this season so far.
Yeah, but he's missed loads.
Well, I know, and also...
By the way, I wanted to talk to you, Wayne, about, you know, how you dismissed the sage advice you were given by our dear friend Stuart Harrington?
Yes.
Regarding your double West Brom starters and you soldiered on. In your defence of that decision, as I listened back to last week's episode the other day, in your defence of that decision... You seemed to imply that you justified it by looking at Bournemouth's league position.
Yes, I think I did.
And I wonder how familiar you are with some of the other tools at your disposal.
I'm probably not, in truth.
So, do you look at your own players' form? Do you know how to do that, indeed?
It's possible I don't.
It's entirely possible I don't.
Maybe.
So, bring your team up. And let's just quickly show it to you. So you're used to seeing it in pitch view, yes?
Yes, I am.
So if you click next to it where it says list view.
Yes, done that.
You can see a whole variety of other stats at your disposal.
Yes, I can.
Okay. So in there, that will show you all of your players' individual form. That is their average score over the last 30 days.
Okay.
I didn't know it's 30 days. Thank you, Jay.
So the higher the number, basically, the better their form. So I'm looking down my list here now, and I can see Mini-Me that I've brought in at the back from Burnley. He's got 6, whereas his pal Ward, 4.3, and Daniels from Bournemouth, 3.3.
So that 6 means he's averaging 6 points per game.
Oh, is that average points?
His average points over the last 30 days. That's a really good way to make sure you're on top of which players should be closest to the door, basically.
There you go, Mitch.
Yeah, interesting. So players. So I'm looking at David Silva. His form is 3.3 points per game. Pretty low.
Exactly. Yeah, and you really have to think about the player's price as well. If you've got a £4 million defender whose form is 3.3, not too bad. But if you've got a £10 million midfielder who's averaging that, then that's question marks because that's not a good use of your funds, is it?
Yeah, and so actually looking at those, the keeper Begovic versus Foster, averaging 1.5, Begovic 4.7.
There you
go. So actually Stuart's advice in hindsight was absolutely sound based on form.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the thing that form doesn't take into account clearly, though, is the fixtures, does it?
So who you're playing, you're right.
No, indeed. So they're just tools for you to use, but you obviously have to make a balanced decision, which you're gradually becoming more capable of doing, I'm sure of it.
Yes. Now, tell me about your sides, chaps. Any changes yet?
Yes,
or proposed?
So I am finally going to bring back Salah for Mkhitaryan. So I've looked at the FDR rating of Liverpool, and I think I have a hunch, without looking at their FDR rating, that they must start keeping clean sheets. But if you look at the FDR, they've got 7-2 rating games in the next 9.
Nice.
So that's good enough for me. So you're talking about the likes of, well, Southampton at home on mm-hmm. Saturday, obviously, and then Chelsea, which is a 4, Stoke, Brighton, Everton, West Brom, Bournemouth, Swansea, Leicester, Burnley, all coming up before the new year. So I think the next 11 game weeks for me are about Liverpool, and that means Salah is a must in your team.
Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't put too much investment into Liverpool's defence away from home. At home, it's well known that they're decent. They've only let in 1 or 2 goals the whole season at home, but away it's a different story, obviously. But yeah, Salah, I think, is a pretty good bet.
And another side, you've got 7 in the next 9 FDR rating 2s.
Palace.
That was next on my list. I was going to come to Watford next. Mm. So if you haven't got Richarlison...
Or decoré.
Or decoré. It might be the term to bring them in. Yeah, absolutely.
I've got both, but yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Not necessarily saying that's a good strategy, but I brought decoré in ages ago. I think like week one or two. And then Richarlison just became difficult to ignore, so I brought him in as well a few weeks ago. So I don't know how long I'll keep hold of both of them, but for the moment, while the fixtures are good, see how they get on, yeah.
And you're right. So up until Palace play Arsenal and City, I think, over Christmas, they've got all FDR rating 2 games. So
yeah, we talked about that.
Stoke, Brighton, West Brom, Bournemouth, Watford, Leicester and Swansea.
Phenomenal run. And Loftus-Cheek looking good. Zaha, you'd like to think, would be a good one to back.
Who are our most transferred in players this week, John?
I think Salah is number one. Let's have a look. Yeah, Salah tops the charts with 159,000 so far. That will surely go up significantly before the game week starts. Then it's your man Ward, Mitch, from Burnley.
Good.
In second place, Sané. In third, Jones from United, despite his injury concern after the first England game. And Morata in fifth. Most transferred out, Otamendi top with nearly 180,000 gone. Ali, Lukaku.
Interesting that people have transferred him out rather than put him on the bench.
Yeah, for one game.
Interesting little stat on Burnley. So do you say Ward is one of the most transferred in? I've now got two Burnley defenders. Now, part of this was intuition rather than fact, but looking back at the fact, Burnley have the fourth lowest goals against in the whole Premier League.
Yeah, their defence is pretty good, you know. It stacks up well.
You've only conceded 9 all season.
Pope is popular in nets. Have you got Pope?
No, I haven't got Pope.
I haven't got Pope. I thought you had him in goal, Jay.
You might be thinking about my draft fantasy team where I have got him in goal. We'll come on to our draft a bit later in the show. But yeah, I've got him and Tarkowski, if that's how you say it.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Are there any fixtures that jump out at you, Jay, in this weekend's round?
From a fantasy perspective, yes. We've already talked about it. We've got Palace at home to Everton, Watford at home to West Ham, and maybe City away at Leicester as the sort of most likely point scorers. You'd have to say Burnley at home to Swansea as well. Sorry, Steve.
Probably
a source of some points there.
I also thought, given their poor form, Chelsea are away at West Brom. So that's why Captain Morata, because I'm thinking surely his time has got to come to score big, and it could be against West Brom for me, I think.
It's a pretty good shout, mate. West Brom. Tony Pulis under massive pressure at the minute.
He is. For a manager who's made his name on stout defending, it's not quite been that recently, has it? Not for a while.
And if you look at West Brom's fixtures, they've got 4 FDR rating 4s in the next 7.
Whoa.
They play Liverpool, Man United, Spurs and Chelsea in those FDR 4s.
Good luck.
But, you know, again, looking at the league, West Brom haven't conceded many. They've only conceded 14 all season, as compared to Crystal Palace, 22, West Ham, 23, Everton, 22, Stoke, 22. So not looking too bad, really, on as a
defensive record. It just can't score. And no, that's because
it's at the other end that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, only scored 9.
Yeah.
9?
Yeah. Wow. Less than 1 a game. That's a problem.
Any initial thoughts on your transfer strategy this week? Or are you going to save yourself a little double for the week after?
I tell you what, I would absolutely love to do that. I might be able to now, because I strengthen my bench. There's a question mark over Sterling's fitness, apparently. He's a 75% back injury. So we didn't mention on the last show that after our survey on Twitter, where I asked which budget striker I should go for to replace the injured Wood, and the public said Tammy Abraham, I think, was the most popular answer. I ignored that advice, went for Murray, and he scored, but he was on my bench. But that's fine. That's what you want from your bench, isn't it? It's just that my two main strikers didn't score.
Can I ask you a question then? Why did you ask the public which one you should pick only to put them on your bench?
I didn't at any point say that no matter what the public decided, I would do that. I would follow suit.
You were doing it for positive reinforcement, weren't you? That's what we all do. We seek advice, pretending that we're listening and open-minded.
Well, not really, because he didn't take the positive reinforcement.
No, to be honest, it was more a bit of Twitter engagement for the show, and I was interested to see what public opinion was.
You
Murray, I think, had scored... Pardon?
You don't give a fuck about public opinion. threw caution to the wind.
That's not Twitter engagement. If I'd bothered to vote, I'd be really annoyed now that you didn't take the advice.
Would you?
You arrogant pig.
Fuck the lot of you. I think he's just not as an attractive option for a lot of people, Glenn Murray. And I wouldn't have dreamed of picking him, but you've got to look at the form. And he's only my backup striker, so I just wanted someone who was playing and apparently scoring to be on my bench for when the likes of Aguero faints and can't fucking play.
So I've transferred in Salah. The top of the table says Salah. So is this, fortunately for me, the time when the curse of the most substituted in player stops? Fingers crossed.
I certainly hope so from a Liverpool point of view. Because we need him to stay firing.
So Liverpool-Southampton, is that a tricky tie? I guess it's Southampton of yesterday versus Southampton of today, isn't it, more or less?
A little bit.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Shall we move on to talk about a little bit about draft, boys?
Yes, let's do that.
So we talked about it last week, and last night we did our draft. It was very exciting, wasn't it?
It was exciting.
It was actually one of the most enjoyable 25 minutes I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
It was genuinely exciting.
It was good. So 7 of us are in the lead. We're not going to bang on about it for ages because we know that not everybody's playing this game, but we heartily recommend it. It was really good fun. This will obviously be our first weekend of scoring. But safe to say that of the 7 of us, I don't feel like I came out of the draft particularly well.
Pretty poorly, actually.
I think it's fair to say we found one of your weak spots, John, and that is performance under pressure.
I was also looking at the wrong parts of the page and...
User error.
Should we just, by way of reminder to people that haven't played draft, just remind them that in draft, each team has it's a unique team. So a player from the Premier League can only play in one team in the draft league.
Yeah.
So the draft is where you go through and select your players. On that basis, John, I wanted to ask you, what was your strategy when you were picking your players? Because you did end up with you're pretty good at all this kind of thing, but you did end up with a fairly ropey side, didn't you, somehow?
I don't think the whole side is ropey. I'll tell you what I think happened. I was my strategy was focusing on getting good, strong midfielders. I always think midfielders who push forward and get goals and clean sheet points and loads of TIR points, as they call it, which is basically blocks, interceptions, tackles, recoveries. The midfielders is where I think the primary focus should be. So I wanted to make sure that I focused on that. So De Bruyne was my first pick for that game. I had Sanchez, Salah, that I had my eye on. So I ended up being the last pick and a rotation of 7, which meant I got 7th and 8th picks overall. So I think by that point, you know, De Bruyne had gone, Hazard had gone, Kane had gone, Aguero had gone. So I thought, right, I'm going to go, I think I went Salah. And then with my second pick, I went Sanchez. And then by the time it got round to me again, literally all the best strikers have gone. And my first striker pick was Glenn Murray.
What is it with you and Huddersfield players? Is he Huddersfield?
No, Brighton.
No, he's fucking Brighton.
Maybe I'm just thinking of players that play in blue and white vertical
stripy
stripes.
Shirts.
Tesco carrier bags.
We'll see. There's going to be points from all over the pitch. And I did have a little tweak. I traded one or two players. Once the draft is finished, you're entitled to a free transfer, to as many free transfers as you want, to anyone that's not owned by another team. So I had a little tweak, and I tried to gear my team slightly better according to the next few fixtures they've got. So
that is an exciting feature, isn't it?
The
fact that you've got unlimited free transfers if they're not picked by another. And you can also request transfers. So I've requested two transfers, neither of which were particularly cheeky, but both rejected.
So you're telling me yours was not cheeky. You wanted Aspilicueta for...
It was someone like Ward from Burnley?
I think it was Ward, yeah. The number one scoring defender in the game for Ward of Burnley. Who's not bad, but that was never going to happen, was it?
We should also say that their scoring system in Draft Fantasy is slightly different. So the basic point scoring is the same, but as John said, there's TIR bonuses and there's the Kante bonus, which is nicknamed, isn't it?
As the league administrator, I could have opted in or out of that. But it's something, as we've discussed on previous shows about the FPL game, it's something that I think is lacking. I think there's too much of a slant on scoring goals and assists and not enough reward for players who put a shift in elsewhere on the pitch in a deeper role. So I thought it would be good to see how it plays out with that
for sure
allocated. So,
and we've talked about the fact that De Bruyne is, you know, a fantastic player, but not worth the money necessarily at fantasy. But he is the top scorer in the draft fantasy game.
He is, yeah.
And of course, there's no budget. You just go at it, don't you? Pick your players as you wish, yeah.
I don't even think John would have spent 100 million if he had been spending.
Oh, and my squad?
Yeah.
About 45 total, all in.
Tops.
I like to keep 55 million in the bank at all times.
The draft was so much fun. I mean, I don't know how often we do that, John. Is that it? We just do it once a season?
That is it for the main game. But you touched on the option of the other feature called Lightning Drafts in our last show. Mm. And I don't know if you've read up on what that actually is.
I haven't, actually.
But
is that a one-game week game?
In a nutshell, yeah. I think it's one game week. And it's basically five aside. So you do a little draft. And you're in there with a little pool of whoever else you want to bet with. And they could be random strangers who've each said, yeah, I'll put a tenner into this pot, or I'll put a fiver into this pot, or whatever. So let's say there's six of you in there. You do a mini draft, lightning draft, so you get your five players. And the best placed team at the end of that game week takes, I think, something like 70% of the pot. The second place player gets 20% of the pot. And the administrators of the game, they take their cut. So...
sounds great.
Quick fire, and you can do that every week. So you can have a little draft every week if you want, Mitch.
The points are almost secondary to me. I so enjoyed the draft. What I enjoyed was the fact that us three were on Skype and we could see the fucking shower of shit that you were putting together, and they're trying to distract you every time you had to make your selection. So again, for people that don't know, you get 30 seconds to make your selection. So there's John ploughing through a range of defenders that either don't play or he's never heard of, and we're trying to put him off at the same time, and him telling us to shut the fuck up. It was really quite fun. And then, of course, there's the WhatsApp group banter going on alongside. I don't want to just do it once a season. Can't you, as the administrator, make us do it once a month or something?
Don't think that's how it works, mate. Your team's supposed to evolve. You offer trades, you pick up free transfers.
I think it's going to be too complicated to keep more than one draft fantasy and our actual FPL.
What a shame. It'll be such fun to try and just annoy John on a draft every month.
You can do that every week on this show, mate.
By knowing nothing.
I think you already do.
So I'm looking forward to it this weekend. So let's report back.
Let's see how it goes.
Week.
So for anyone who is interested in it, it's draftfantasyfootball.co.uk. Free to enter. It won't be our main focus on this show, but we will keep a track on how we get on and what we think of that game as it evolves.
Good. Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Right. Very quickly before we wrap the show up, shall we have a look at Wayne's Banana Skins?
Wayne's Banana Skins. Let me just refer to the fixtures.
Are you looking for a tenner back off me?
Banana Skin wager. I don't know. Maybe. See what he offers.
Let's see.
So, no, I'm looking at the fixtures this week, and I think there are... I know you moan at me when I say it like this, but there are a lot of fixtures that could go either way. Some weeks you'll get five or six fixtures.
It's professional sport. I know.
But there are five or six fixtures where you pretty much know the way that they're going to go. But there are a bunch here that are... It could go any direction.
I think you should rephrase the way you analyse it. Perhaps you should say there are teams that are evenly matched.
There are teams that... Or equally shit, is what I would say.
Yeah, equally shit.
But I think... I am going to say the banana skin is Southampton away at Liverpool.
Ooh, I really fancy Liverpool on that one.
Well, you two can have this one. I don't back my own horse.
So do you want to take Southampton and I'll take Liverpool?
I'll take Southampton, Baco, yeah.
Candy.
I'll take it, yeah.
Candy of a fucking baby. Brilliant. Oh,
no, it's a good pick, Mitch. I was looking at that one myself.
You fucking liar.
Even money.
Even money, Liverpool.
You'll be laughing on the other side of your face.
Let's see.
When they lose.
No bet for the draw. Wow. I better go and have a tenner on Southampton.
Superb.
I did that one in one of the earlier season games where I think I bet with John and then just went and hedged my bet on Betfair immediately because I had buyer's regret after I'd placed the bet.
Oh, did you? How did it work out?
I can't remember whether we talked about it or not, but I think I actually pressed the wrong button on Betfair, so I bet on something else, and so I lost 20 quid rather than 10.
Fuck me, you're an amateur all around, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you good at anything?
Things I concentrate on. Okay.
Are you good at anything?
That was italicised.
Are you a worthwhile human?
Anything. Oh, lovely stuff. He's gone quiet. That makes you feel like he's tearing up.
I'm ignoring you.
I'm broken. You're ambivalent. You're ambivalent, not broken.
A pair of pricks.
You're fine, John. It's just your guilt, your Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
Eating a hole inside you. It is.
He's a friend. I don't want to think of him crying.
Can you imagine if one of us actually cried?
Sobbed.
At any point in the 30 years we've known each other.
So hurt.
Have any of us cried in front of each other at any point?
With laughter, many, many times.
God, yeah. Reduced
Do you know what? I actually got taken back. I got taken back to in class as a 12-year-old. Tonight, I went to my son. So for those listening, my son is 13. I went to a German exchange parents evening this evening, and I was in the German languages department at the school. And Mrs. Kuntz, the German teacher, was telling us all about the German exchange. She said, Yes, whenever I go on the German exchange, I always stay in a basement.
Wow. A Fritzl-style basement.
Okay, thanks for that, Mrs. C.
Is it a C for Kuntz, not K?
C-O-O-N-T-Z.
Oh, wow. I'm sure the kids have no fun at all with that in
class. No, I can't think of a nickname.
Can't see any mileage in that at all. Wow. All right, boys. Let's leave it there. The very best of luck with your fantasy teams, everyone, for the weekend. If you would like to do it, we would very, very much appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. Please subscribe. It can be 2-word description, but get those 5 stars in. Get us back up the charts. If you want to engage with predominantly Wayne on Twitter, the address is...
@fantasy_noise.
And also, we have a Facebook page now, don't we, Steve?
We do, @fantasynoise. If you search that, you'll find us.
Marvellous. Until next time, bon chance.
Cheers.
Au revoir.
Cue the music.